We're going to look now at what the low price of oil means when you're trying to deal with explosive growth in a boomtown. Sydney, Montana lies at the western edge of the Bakken oil patch, one of the country's top drilling regions. Pay a visit there and you'd never know the price of oil is as low as it is. Production is churning right along, but now the town's leaders are bracing for much less oil tax revenue, and they need that money to deal with the effects of the boom. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports.
The mayor of Sydney, Montana, Rick Norby, is one of the most worried men in America right now.
I haven't slept since I became mayor, so yeah, it does keep me up at night.
I hope you're kidding.
No, I really ain't kidding you.
In the past few years, Sydney has been transformed from a sleepy farming town on the state line with North Dakota to an oil boom city. Since Norby took over as mayor this time last year, oil prices have fallen by 50%.
All I can say is that all the action is still happening. That's all I can say. I mean, it's not slowing down, period. I mean, we haven't seen a slowdown one bit in anything.
But one thing is changing. Norby expects he'll get about $600,000 less in tax revenue from oil production. He's also bracing for less money from hotel and gambling taxes. This is a big deal when your whole budget is $11 million and your town now has a major highway running right through it. Sydney's Central Avenue is one of the busiest, if not the busiest, highways in the state. Oil tanker trucks full of Bakken crude rumble through downtown, headed for the refineries in Billings.
It's taking its toll. I mean, you can see this road here. I know you look out, you can see the divots from the wheel tracks. And this was built probably 3 years ago.
Norby is 52. He's wearing a gray ball cap. The trace of his chew can is worn into the seat pocket of his jeans. He's lived here all his life, and he loves Sydney. After he graduated high school, he farmed sugar beets and corn. A few years before the oil boom hit, he sold the farm and moved back into town.
I'm thankful I did the move I made then, because you could never afford to buy a house in Sydney, Montana, my opinion on what I make, especially being mayor.
On Central Avenue, Norby points out mom-and-pop businesses that have been here since he was a kid. There are some new places, a microbrewery, a steakhouse and casino that caters to the wealthier oilmen and engineers that have moved to town. You really do get the sense that things aren't slowing down here. After work, the Loaf and Jug gas station is still packed with young men in muddy Carhartts filling up their pickups. Up the road, dozens of new condos with prefab siding are still being built.
Shower stalls.
Yes, the whole truck full of shower stalls.
Well, the money coming from the oil boom pays for fundamental services that are stretched thin. Plus, Sydney is looking for $30 million for a new truck bypass, $70 million for a new water treatment plant. Around town, there are little one-bedroom houses with the half-dozen oil workers packed into them. The population has nearly doubled since 2010. The mayor sends us over to another man with a lot on his mind, Frank DeFonso. He's Sydney's police chief. Ask him what the boom has done to his workload.
Jamie, do you still have that?
DeFonso is tired. Behind his John Wayne coffee mug, his desk is cluttered with stacks and stacks of case files. DUI arrests are up 300%. Felony assaults, twice that much. DeFonso says he wouldn't even have talked to us if the mayor hadn't insisted. He's that busy.
I know the mayor told you we could use seven or eight more people, but we could use at least three or four more people in immediate time.
The thing is, he's probably not going to get the money to hire anyone now due to the forecasted drop in oil revenues. DeFonso really needs a detective so that his officers can spend more time out on the streets. Now, the other guy everybody wants us to meet is over at the elementary school, Principal Skinner. The mayor and a couple of his staffers are driving us by the school right now, and its adjacent lot of mobile homes where teachers live.
Just to give you a forewarning, when you meet Mr. Skinner, when he goes to shake your hand, brace yourself.
That guy's a big man.
No joke, John Skinner is a big, friendly man with a shake that will crush your hand if you're not ready. He was a star football player at the University of Montana. Walking the halls, he knows every student, which is tough in a boomtown school where some kids are only here for a couple weeks, then they move.
You keep up the good work. I like it. Do what you do. Go to recess and have a good math, and I'll see you for computers, okay?
Almost a third of Skinner students are considered special needs because they're so behind in schoolwork. The extra oil revenue that's been coming in has helped him hire more teachers and classroom aides. They recently even started a long-term facilities plan. But he says that plan never considered oil falling below $70 a barrel.
You're kind of living in limbo a little bit with everything.
And enrollment has stabilized lately.
I think the one thing that I'm scared most about is we've got accustomed to having a little bit more funding gradually. And one of my biggest fears is that all of a sudden tomorrow it's gone.
From the schools to the police station to City Hall, people in Sydney are worried right now about what the drop in oil prices is going to mean for them.
One in the middle?
To illustrate all this, Mayor Rick Norby takes us in his pickup over to the east side of town by the railroad tracks. A long crude oil tanker train is parked just up from the crossing. Ahead of us, the road dead ends near the Yellowstone River, where a man camp of RVs has popped up on the snowy prairie.
Right now, where we sit right now, we have no city water on the other side of these tracks.
And this is where Norby wants the town to grow. Even when oil prices were high, Sydney struggled to find enough money to deal with this boom's impacts. And trying to plan for the future right now, with so much uncertainty, is nearly impossible. Norby is left hoping the state legislature will tap emergency funds to help out boom towns like his.
And that's why we are screaming, we're drowning. We need help.
Kirk Sigler, NPR News.